Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
There you go again.
You're distracting me, Jen.
Sorry, I was literally staring out the window.
I have to blame it at someone, you know.
Yeah, oh, it's all right. I'll take the blame.
I forget that microphone, folks. I don't know what it is. So I start talking, and it's Friday, which I love. So maybe that's why I'm a little distracted, you know.
Yeah, you have, what do they call that, like senioritis or something?
Thank you very much. I like that very much. Yeah. That you recognize my
No, not your age, not that way. Like in high school, when you're a senior in high school and you're anxious to get out, they tell you, they call it senioritis, when you're eager to graduate. You're eager to finish
the week. That's true, okay. Yeah. Well, it applies to me too. I'm a senior.
Your age. You're not a senior. Come on.
Hey, I'm getting there.
Give me a break, man. Do you get discounts on anything yet?
But no, I haven't asked for them, but I could.
What is it like?
55. I'm 59.
You're 59?
I'm 59 years old.
All right.
I'm going to be 60. So there you go. I'm a senior.
There you go. Maybe.
Damn it. I can't deal with it. Anyway, today's December 6th. The year is 2019, which means I was born in 1960, actually.
Okay.
So that's like ancient. That's the dinosaur age for you.
No. I mean, my parents are, they're both in their 70s, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
It's nothing to me, yeah. It's all the same bullshit.
All right, if you say so. How you doing today, Jen?
I'm a little revved up. I had that like crazy email, aggressive email from an employer early this morning, which was really fun.
What a way to start the day.
Yeah, awesome. I was on my morning phone call with my best friend and I got the email from them and it was so aggressive. And then the guy calls me and starts chewing me out over this tiny little thing. Yeah. And when I tried and respond, he just hung up on me.
Yeah, well, maybe he had a miserable day too. You know, you got to keep that in mind.
I know.
Although maybe he'll apologize to you. Who knows?
Probably not. I don't think I'm going to work the job. I need the money, but I'm just kind of like, screw this, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
What a way to start a job, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody, thank you for listening. If you want to check us out on Facebook, we do have a guest.
We're live today.
As always. Well, usually.
Is that senioritis?
On Facebook Live. And you're going to start with that again? Just go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook and you'll see us there. And we'll have a lot of fun today. We have a musical guest. So we're going to have a nice, uppity kind of morning. Have you heard of Baby Yoda?
Yeah, I've been seeing the memes. So cute. So cute.
It's like the cutest thing you've ever seen, right?
Yeah, truly.
And for Star Wars fans, you know, well, everybody knows Yoda. But I guess now in the new show, The Mandalorian, on Disney Plus, they have this character of Baby Yoda, you know? So everybody's like looking for that toy for Christmas, and it doesn't exist yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's not very good marketing.
No, I know, but maybe they're waiting for next year. I don't know. Believe me, they know what the hell they're doing, you know,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Maybe.
So maybe they're trying to drag it out a little bit. But there's a picture of it. It's pretty cute. I haven't really seen the show, so I don't know.
Me either.
But
is it in like a new? I don't keep up with the Star Wars thing because I feel like after the 20th movie, I just kind of checked out.
Exactly. Yeah.
So is it like a TV show? Yeah. Star Wars.
Yeah. It's the Mandalorian. It's a new series on Disney Plus. You know,
okay.
The new Disney service.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, by the way. You know, my son subscribed, and I guess you can share passwords and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's got every possible thing you can imagine. You know what I mean?
Wow, better than Netflix?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you like Disney and Marvel and Star Wars and all these things. I mean, so much content. It's unbelievable.
The cool thing about Netflix, though, is they get a lot of like independent filmmakers and stuff like that. Like, you don't have to be Disney ready to be on Netflix.
No, absolutely. You know, and Netflix is cool, too. I started watching The Irishman, and it's sort of okay.
Yeah.
But people are starting to give it bad reviews, too.
I couldn't get through it. I sat there for maybe 45 minutes, and just the whole tone of it, everything was just the same the whole time.
Right, I know.
It's kind of a bummer.
Well, what are you going to do? You know,
no, great. I mean, a great cast, fantastic cast, but they're not delivering like I anticipate them to, you know, like Pesci's usually like hype, you know.
Right. I know. And they're all older here and then younger. And they made him look like that with CGI. I don't know how they did that, but it's amazing.
I'm sure they loved it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, we're going to get to our guests right now.
Yes,
we actually have two guests, but there's a star in the studio. And her name is Ashley Brinton. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey. And you're starting to go by your nickname, which is going to be your stage name, AB, right?
Yes, that's what they call me. That's my nickname.
Really? So they always called you that?
Like, all my friends and everybody who I'm, like, around all the time, they all call me AB. It's just
So it's stuck.
It's stuck, yeah.
Very cool, yeah.
And also your blood type?
No, I'm O positive.
Okay, me too, actually.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, good. So you had a ready name for your career.
Yeah, well, I mean, I went by Ashley Brinton for a long time, and it just started to kind of feel ingenuine to my fans, and I wanted them to call me by my nickname, because that's what my friends call me. My fans are my friends. So it just all kind of made sense. So
yeah.
It stuck.
When did you start your career, let's say?
I would like say seriously, like 2 or 3 years ago.
Really? So you were like 3 years old.
All right, let's not use age against me here.
No,
I'm pretty
not at
old,
all.
Okay?
Age against you? I'd give anything to be your age right now. Are you kidding me?
I'm 18, so 18. Yeah, I guess I was like 15, yeah.
Wow, very cool. So you started early on. You knew that's what you want to do.
Forever. Like, seriously, yeah, but like, I've known that I wanted to be in the music industry forever. I've always been rapping. I've always been singing, so
awesome.
Kind of stuck.
Awesome.
Well, yeah.
And you're joined by your manager, Lisa Cole. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Welcome.
Get to the microphone so we can hear you. And so you've been her manager for how long now?
We've been working together for a year now. Mm-hmm. Previously, we worked together 2 years as her creative director, and then I jumped into management. Yeah.
Wow. So how'd you guys meet?
Through a mutual associate that we both were working with a person, and they brought me in to do creative direction.
Wow.
Lisa's like my angel. Cool. No.
Did you guys connect right away?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Good question, baby.
In the very beginning, I was like, oh, God, this is rough. This is the real life over here. But we're like best.
Why, did she behave like your mother or something?
No. She was just like, she knows the industry, so she knows what it takes, you know.
You
and
have to straighten you out, huh?
I'm like,
I push her to her limitations. Yeah. But that's good, you know what I mean?
You have to.
It helps me grow, like, so much.
That's what you gotta do.
I wouldn't be, like, where I'm at.
You can't, you can't stay in your comfort zone for too long if you want to make it, you know?
No.
Yeah.
I learned that real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And Ashley, where did you grow up? Here in L.A.?
No. I grew up in Miami. I still kind of am based out of there a little bit. Back and forth, L.A., Miami, two sunshine states, you know. But I love Miami. And I think that's really what influences my music a lot, because the culture down there is just so diverse and so mixed. So,
and your music you create yourself? Do you write your music?
Yeah, I mean, we have, like, producers and, like, different things. But, you know, I'm very hands-on with my art, because that's what I'm sharing to my family. And that's me. That's my representation of myself.
Right,
so
right.
I want to make sure it's, like, on point.
And Lisa's just helping you with the direction and.
Well, she's like, she's awesome. Like, I'll be like, okay, we recorded the song. Like, let's shoot the video tomorrow. And she, like, really helps, like, facilitate, like, my whole direction on where I want to take things. And
yeah, creatively. Like, we bounce things back and forth. That's what's so cool about our relationship is that mm-hmm. she comes to me and she says, hey, this is what I want to do, yeah. and I facilitate it. That's,
right.
that's, you know, I make sure things happen to keep propelling her career forward.
Right.
You know, yeah. bring the right. right production team in to write the right songs with her, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Bring the if right. you want us to hear you, you got to get closer to
oh,
the
I
mic.
Have to kiss
there
the
you
mic.
Go. You see, now you're yes. on the headphones.
Okay.
We be yeah. chill and yeah. like.
You work with her.
I got to be sultry with the mic all up in it.
We got to be like.
You're familiar with headphones, you know the
story.
Oh, I'm story.
Familiar with the mic.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. All right, anyway, so, and where are you originally from?
I'm from New York.
Really?
Yes, I'm a New York, Bronx, New York. I'm a New York girl, city girl.
Really?
Washington Heights so for 6 years.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. My mom was in that area.
Yeah. yeah.
So,
we have a lot of East Coast stuff in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Some very specific people.
Yes.
You know?
You know what
we're
it takes.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. We're like, yeah. now. Yeah.
And so at what point did you move out of New York?
Oh, I left New York very young. You
oh,
know,
really?
Very young.
With family or without?
Without.
I'm on one your of, own?
I go where my passion is. Oh, you know, okay. I can always go back and visit family. I love my family. We're close. But my music, the arts, it's always taken me in different places.
I see.
Different directions.
And you started young with music as well?
Very young. I started in the industry when I was like around about like 14, yeah, 15,
so you guys can relate, huh?
Yeah,
I'm can
yeah
relate
for
to
sure.
Her.
That's why she's like...
Because you've been through it before.
Big time.
Wow.
And then some.
It's good to have a mentor that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, no, it is. And honestly, like, I can come to her about, like, any advice. And it's hard just being a female in the industry, but to have somebody that's been through it and had to go through like the same struggles that I'm going through like right now, it helps a lot. It really does.
Right. Yeah. Why is it difficult as a female to be in the industry?
Because I think that there's a lot of stigma surrounding us. And I think that people don't want to believe in us to succeed because, you know, we're looked at as, you know, sex symbols or, you know, not respected.
Mm.
And I mm-hmm. think that's kind of what we're going to in 2020 is that we can break down those stigmas, mm-hmm. we can be who we want to be, and also we can be genuine and, you know, we can do whatever we want.
Right,
honestly.
Right.
Hell
so
yeah.
So what type of what genre of music did you pick?
You know what? It's not about picking a genre of music, it's what I'm feeling at the time.
Okay.
It's like I like to have a ton of different influences in my music. So I like to have, you know, a little rap, a little pop, a little R&B, you know. It just depends the vibe. You know, I'm also really like, again, I come from Miami. The music there is so diverse and so culturally open, you know. So I think that it all takes place in my music. It all takes right. place in my life and my everyday. You know, I don't just stick to one music all the time,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to share with my fans, and they vibe with it. They
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, your parents, how do they feel about this? Do they support you?
Well.
Not in the beginning, huh? Until they see you actually being a star.
You know, you got to see success to believe. You know, nobody believes in things in the beginning. But
it's so true.
Yeah. yeah. I'm lucky I still love my family and everything. But
yeah. I know. I mean, look, as parents, you want your kids to succeed and in something that's more less risky, let's say, and things like that. So, you know, I mean, when a kid wants to go with music, first of all, music is, I think, is in the blood of every teenager, you know. That's when you start connecting to music and everything.
Well,
and
I would say, sorry, like, I don't mean to interrupt you, but like, I've been into music since I was like 2 or 3 mm-hmm. years old. Like,
right.
my mom is like, she was always humming. Like, she was always in the crib yeah. freaking humming, you know?
Right.
So, like, I think that music comes into people's lives at a young age.
I have to agree.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to agree.
Like, I just remember, like, my mom telling me this story. It's like because my sister's 6 years older. So when she was 6, she went to her first concert ever, and I was in my mom's stomach, and and we went to this Britney Spears concert.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
I don't remember in the womb, you know, let's not be crazy here. But she just remembers me like kicking and like going wild in her stomach, like, and like, I kind of think that's true because like, look at where 18 years later, look at where I am now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, but I still insist that you'll see your What am I trying to say? The soundtrack of your life is going to always go back to your teens. At least that's what I've seen. But
I feel like also when, as I mean, you're, I mean, for me as well, I was exposed to a lot of music really young.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until probably like middle school, high school that you get just exposed to more things just because the industry is growing and you see more artists out there. And, you know, when you're older, you can process and just be more exposed to so many more things
and
as well.
Connected and stuff,
and actually go see more concerts, you know, like when you're a kid, you're not allowed into some some things like
that's
that, you
true,
know.
That's true.
But that's my mom took me to my first concert when I was 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so who did you see? Do you remember?
Eddie Kendricks.
Oh, really? Right.
Because she's a Temptation fan. She took me. That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes you're exposed even younger.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
You know, I think that also has like a big role of like who your parents are. Like, if they like music and they're really into it, like, it just comes like earlier at a younger age. Yeah. But if, you know, some other people, like, they're just really not into music and they're like really opposed to it. So
some parents are also controlling as to what their kids listen to. So when they're teens, that's when they get to hang out with their friends and start listening to other stuff, like, in other people's places.
Yeah, like, I can see that kind of more so nowadays because they'll be like twerking on the stage and like all that. Yeah. Like, can I curse in the show?
Of course.
They'll be like all this shit going on the stage. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm even like, oh my God, you know, but it's really dope and then really cool and everything. But I'm like, what if I was 5 years old watching this? I'm like, what would my mom say? I'd be learning some bad things.
Right? Like, what would my brain even be thinking at that time?
Right. So what's your favorite music now? What do you listen to?
I listen, like, well, I'll just explain what I listen to on the car ride over. Like, The Weeknd, Lil Uzi Vert, Bad Bunny, lots of, like, Spanish music.
Do you like Senorita? The song Senorita?
Because
he knows it's my
favorite.
You gotta know that one.
Of course, I thought you were talking about the one with Tyga, Mamacita.
Shawn Mendes and Camila.
You know, like, I'm more into rap and trap. But like,
I get it.
Song.
I'm just trying to show off that I know some bad music.
There you go, Sam.
But no, that's cool. I mean, The Weeknd, I know him. He's got good music and everything.
Oh my God, it's so dope. Like, his songs are obsessed. Give us the scoop. Come on.
No, he was cool. He just like came in, had some dinner in a private room at a restaurant I was working at in New York.
Was he nice?
Yeah, he was nice.
Okay, that's good, because I always hate those stories where they're like, oh yeah, he's an asshole.
Oh, I know. It's heartbreaking. Like, I learned that John Cusack was a jerk and it broke my heart. Yeah. I was like, no.
No, but like, Lil Uzi, he's like so perfect.
Okay. If you say so.
She thinks you're perfect. Hit her up. Right? Hit her up.
In the DMs.
Brittany, don't come after me, Brittany.
Slide into those DMs. Yeah.
Very nice. So, Lisa, what's your background in music? What did you do before you met her?
Oh, I actually was a recording artist myself. I was signed two major labels, MCA, Capitol Records, also danced a lot, Dance Theater of Harlem. I'm classically trained. So, you know, signed with Warner Chappell as a writer. So I've been out there and
in
there. I wonder
if you know some of the same people I know in New York, because I know some people who worked for some of those.
Well, you know what? I signed very young, and that's what brought me to L.A.
Okay.
You know,
right.
So when
did you come out to L.A.?
In the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, so I knew when I was like 20, and that brought me out here.
Damn, Lisa, we're talking about ancient times over here.
No, we talk about good times.
Right. I'm kidding.
Oh my
God. Don't hate.
I'm just like, I wish I was alive during that
it
time.
It was fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, all the fashion and stuff.
The industry was different.
Yeah. I know. That's what's cool about now is all the fashion, like,
it's coming
all the
back.
Decades are being smashed into right now.
But literally.
You have me from the 90s to 2000, and look, you back in what I was wearing.
Yeah, like Missy Elliott.
You're right.
It's totally a Missy Elliott outfit.
Influence, but to me, this is like, oh, brand new. I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me point out, in the 90s, that's when the internet came out. So She was born into it. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a whole different thing altogether. But
that's why we work.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, yeah. So let's start hearing some of your music. So tell us a little bit. So you write your own music, the lyrics and the music?
No, I'm not a producer. I'm not a beat maker. Like, that's right. Really cool. I'm just like not.
Okay.
Producer. Oh yeah, KP is the dopest producer ever, and he's my producer.
Really?
So, yeah, he produced Wednesday Thought also. So.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Good. And how did you connect with him?
Prince.
How did you connect with KP?
Through me. I've worked with KP before, and when we started a new genre of music for her and she wanted to go into like a different space.
Right.
I knew that he would be the one. I wanted to create a sound. She wanted a sound. Yeah. So we discussed it. Okay. And so I called him up. I'm like, hey, we need a sound. Let's get together. Let's sit in a room. They sat in a room. They discussed. And he produced a bunch of songs that we're going to be dropping back to back.
Wow.
And then we brought in Prince Casanova to come in and co-write with her. Yeah. And like, it's just a really good team for her sound.
Yeah, yeah. Very
excited.
Nice.
Excited about it.
Yeah.
So this is based on your connections and everything. So you're really helping her out with the career. And obviously you must believe in her.
Oh, 100.
Because you've got like such an experience and you picked her to work with.
Well, you know, AB has like a thing about her. I feel like she has her own lane. You know what I mean? And that's important. I think that I love that about her, because when I was an artist, I had my own lane and people. And I always said that when I got the opportunity, I would help an artist, you know, facilitate their dream. So here we are.
Very here cool. we are.
Yeah. All right. So you got
2020.
You got a couple songs done already, right? Are you working on an EP
or something? I'm always in the studio. I'm always working. Like, it's not necessarily like one project. Like, I'm really about the single life, like in like multiple ways. But for music, but for my music, like, I love dropping singles because my fans vibe with them. Like, I get to share things with them. You know, obviously one day I'm gonna drop my EP. You know, I've kind of talked about dates, but I'm just not about it right now. Like, I just want to keep on dropping
my singles. Just want to do one song at a time.
And, like, because my fans just, like, resonate with them more, you know?
Right.
We're in a fast-paced world. We don't have any barriers. Yeah. We don't have any boundaries in the industry anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I can be in the studio tonight and drop a song tonight. You know, that's just how the world works.
Mm.
And that's what I think the beauty of the new generation of music is, you know? We're not constricted to anything. So whatever I'm feeling, like, I just go off my feeling now. And my fans are there to support me.
Right.
Because they're there through social media. They're there. I talk to them every day, you know.
Mm.
And that's just, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What a time to be alive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you create your formula.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, you create.
Whereas they used to have to package everything in an album, in a long an LP.
Right.
Today it's like about the singles.
Well, it's so funny because, back in the 90s, rewind, it was single driven.
Right.
Really?
Single driven. Like, so that's why I think it's really cool, because now we're back to that. Not only in fashion, but in music. We're back to like, it's about what you're putting out as, you know, a single. Let's push that next.
Yeah, we created like mixtapes of different singles and everything.
Exactly.
You know, because they didn't really exist. They had like,
especially
you
rappers.
You know, I mean, you had to get like a whole LP to get to listen to one song, and the rest were filler and stuff, you know. So today it's a different thing. Songs get distributed differently as well.
Yes.
Yeah, like all online distribution. I don't think I even know if somebody gave me a CD. You know what? When I was back in New York, somebody did give me a CD and they were like, hey, can you like listen to this? I'm
sounds
like,
right.
Bro, I literally can't. Like, there's no place to play this. Like, in my car or my house, like, I couldn't even play a CD.
Right.
Like,
what's he gonna do? Hand out flash drives on the street?
Right.
I don't have a flash drive in my computer no more.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. Like, they don't make them anymore. Yeah.
I literally don't give me your music.
I got
give
the
me
senioritis
your Instagram.
Too.
Give me your SoundCloud.
Compared to her, we're all old.
Oh my god, you guys need to
streaming
stop.
Only. Streaming only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't know. I mean, youth is not overrated at all. Everybody wants youth, you know. So enjoy it while you have it. You'll have it for a while. And it's cool, you know, I mean.
Well, I think that there's also beauty in age, too.
There is.
Awesome. Yeah.
Like a fine wine.
That ticking clock, though, gets louder.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's also like you can have the child spirit.
Oh,
yes. You never lose that. Like, you age and you have the wisdom, but you never lose that child spirit. And then that keeps you young. Mm-hmm. You know, you live longer.
You should always feel young. You're as young as you feel, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Sam disagrees.
What, 18?
She's preaching to us about age. Wait till you're 60 and you'll see. It's not quite as bright as you make it.
My dad just turned 60, so
it's awesome.
Even when you're 30, though, you're like, I've been sitting on the couch for an hour and my knees hurt.
Oh, legit.
Lily's like over in the background.
You guys need to work out.
No, I do. I do. But sometimes you just get stiff, you know?
No, I don't know.
Sometimes I foam roll all the time.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
So Ashley, let's play your first song. You want to play which one? Wednesday Thought.
Well, yeah, I can give you a little pre-roll on like where the inspo came from.
Okay.
So a day last week, I was really sick when I was in the studio recording this song, like really sick. Like, I got the flu, I was on antibiotics, you know, all that stuff. Mm. And I was just feeling like really bad. And usually, like, when I'm like that, I just like want to sit in the corner, drink my tea, like think of ideas, play some tracks, you know. But that day I was like, no, like, I'm getting up, I'm getting on the mic. And I was just like on the mic and I just like mumbled to the track. And that's what the song is. It's like all my random thought on Wednesday. Like, we were all in the studio.
Having fun.
Having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Even though I was sick as a dog.
Yeah. So, well, that's a good story for the song. So let's take a listen. Wednesday Thought by AB. Ashley Brinton, AB, same here. So let's take a listen.
To France, I don't tell them in advance. Just cop these bands, I'ma blow them at the mall. Got a rollie on my wrist, yeah, this far. Strippy like drop, it ticks, it tops. I'm not like them. Thinking you cute, you a thot, thot, thot. I'm not like them. Get too close, I'ma pop, pop, pop. I got it, you don't. I bought it, you won't. I got it, you don't. I bought it. You won't. You on paper, but I'm all plastic. I don't need to track it, it's fantastic. I'm living your dream so lavish. But I keep it hype so ratchet. Cause I'm making these.
She was born a performer, right? I mean, she's got the energy.
Like, and my boat is so thick like the Bible. Got you giving me praise like revival. I got it, you don't. I bought it, you won't. I got it. You don't, I bought it, you won't. I got it, you don't, I bought it, you won't. I got it, you don't, I bought it, you won't. Why you talking to me? If you get too close, go mess with Javi. You smell so gang, I'm so fresh and so clean. Just throw some shade, you can have my Gucci. Don't be messing with me, yeah, me and my boo, we the king and the queen. Yo, please sit down, we the new bad ting. I'm like, yeah. I got it, you don't. I bought it, you won't. I got it, you don't. I bought it, you won't. Yo, I'm sick as fuck, but I got the Bentley truck, so I'm looking at your face saying, why? You always on the rebound, don't hang in B's town. I hooked him up, so I cop that V now.
I like the video too, you know. I mean, you managed to do a video as well, which is good.
Yes, go check out the video. Honestly, it was so much fun. We did it like on a green screen, and I was like, we were sitting in this coffee shop. I'm not going to tell you the name, it's a secret meeting spot.
Exactly.
But it's like the dopest place ever. And I was sitting there with Zaydan. He's my Z. He's my videographer, and like also like he gives like a lot of creative influence into stuff. But I was like thinking, I was like, what is, because this song is like so random. Like, honestly, like it's all my random ass thoughts on a Wednesday. So like, what the fuck is the video gonna be? You know?
See, I had a whole thing of ideas going in my head. I'm like,
oh yeah,
oh totally,
yeah. So like, well, we shot it on a green screen because I wanted to incorporate everything. You right. know, I wanted to have like the fresh and clean, like the soap, the, you know, weird ass like plane, you know. And so we shot it on a green screen so we could like yeah. incorporate it all with like wild visuals. Outfits yeah. and like really cool visuals.
Yeah, really cool outfits and everything, you yeah. know.
Thank
so.
You. Ring yeah. pops and credit cards and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
weird. But go check it out online.
Bibles and revivals.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That was so funny. It was so much fun. And we had all of my favorite snacks, you know, Takis, Cheetos, Ring Pops, like yeah. all my favorite snacks. We got loaded up.
Fun video.
Yeah.
Very cool. Really it's fun. It's a cool song too, you know. I mean, it's got Thank a good you. Beat to it and everything.
Thanks.
So yeah. It's nice.
That means a lot because we work really hard. And yes. that, like, I put everything into my music. So
And Thank you can actually hear the beginning of the song that we were having fun in the studio because yeah. you hear yeah. us on the
Yeah, we were like, ah, what the fuck day is it today? And yeah. I'm like, because I really didn't know what the fuck day it was. And yeah. if it was Tuesday, like Tuesday thought, I guess that would sound good. Saturday thought. I guess it Wednesday all sounds, but Wednesday thought just yeah. sounded good.
Hump so you day. put that part in the song, right? I mean, yeah. I heard it. Let's just hear that because we missed that yeah. part. Okay, hold on.
It's right in the beginning.
What day is it today?
Monday?
All right. Yeah, Monday, Wednesday. Yeah. Which yeah. was it?
No, but you guys don't even understand how hard it was because it was in the original like rough mix that we did.
Right.
And then somebody along like the mixing
lost it.
Like literally deleted
no.
it. Yes. And I was like, we can't like re-record it. Like this was such like a natural moment. It would just sound fake if like we re-recorded it.
She was so, like, make it happen, Lisa Cole. Find
I was,
it.
Like, I was calling her and I was like, we need this. We need
she
this.
Was, but I got it.
Yeah, she got it. Thank God. I got it.
Yes.
You
oh
don't.
My gosh.
And yes. we made it happen. But like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, the next song, let's play the next song. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah. So, good morning. Well, little backstory. I did a show called Below Deck. They asked me, they literally called me, and they were like, yo, you want to fly to France and shoot a music video? I was like, who would say yeah. no to this?
Right.
Yes, like I that. Am there. Like, you must be crazy if you think I'm not going. So I literally went, they like flew me out and it was like so much fun. Like we had so much fun. I brought my brother, my mom, my stepdad, like some friends and stuff. And then anyway, so long story short, we went out to France. We shot the music video for Good Morning. And that song was like a lot like I recorded the music the night before I got the call to go on the show.
Right. Oh, man.
So I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. I have the perfect song, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, imagine like waking up in France and like having this whole visual behind, like on this yacht and everything, like super, super expensive, lavish living.
Baguettes
life.
Everywhere.
Yeah, literally.
Speedboats. Yeah. Like we're in Bond or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. I felt like I was out of a movie to get like a call to go to a free trip for France.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we shot the video and it's like a super fun song. Like I was super tired of waking up early in the morning because, you know, in the industry, like you got to do some things that you don't want to do, like wake up early. And I hate waking up early, but it's all about the game, you know. So I was like, I need a song that will get me up in the morning and like so I won't be like so tired and sleepy. Right. So this is the song. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
Let's hear it.
And you created a video for this one too?
Yeah, yes. In okay. France. Go check it out.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we're going to play that now. Good morning.
Yeah. It's AB babies. I woke up like a morning. Time to get to the train.
Yeah, you are on the yacht.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
She lives the life.
Amazing. Sign me up.
Good morning, 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 good morning. I don't got nothing to prove, but I still work like I do. I can sit back and be cool, but I can't sit still, I gotta move. I don't even know when I'll go get it. Wake up, mindset on a billion. Wake up like today I'm about to kill it. Drink water, mind my business. Baby, I'm a business. Focused, I'll be focused on the money. Hold your opinion, I don't care if you love me. You control your mind, every day ain't sunny. I'ma keep on working like I'm struggling. I woke up like a morning. Time to get to the check. Work like I ain't got no weed yet. Every day it's good morning. I'm feeling great, how are you? Working like I'm scared to lose. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Everybody judge when they see.
And you get all the great outfits and everything, huh? I mean, it's really cool stuff, you know?
Honestly, like, I just love to shop, so yeah. I get it all, like...
Natural style.
Oh, really? So you pick your own clothes and stuff?
Yeah.
It's she definitely has her own, like, look that she likes to, like, go with. But she'll, like, hit us up and say, let's go mall. She'll take Lily and I, yeah, like, let's go shopping.
I love just, like, looking in the stores and in the malls and, like, creating and ripping up my own clothes, you
yeah.
know.
Wow. The right outfits find you.
Yeah.
You know, they really do.
Yeah.
And she wears a million of them in this video. You should check it out. Yeah, you guys should check it out. Go to YouTube and under Ashley Brinton. Good morning, or just go to her channel. I mean, you know, you've gotten over 500,000 views on this song. That's pretty cool, you
yeah,
know?
That was crazy, honestly. Yeah. Like, I woke up one day, and I was like, oh, let's see how the video is doing, you know? And I was like,
And it's only about in 6 months. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, like, crazy, honestly. I was so happy. But
right. So how do you...
That's awesome. Congrats.
We just went to another song. But how do you break through like that? I mean, how do people start knowing about her?
Well, actually, I mean, AB, she has a really a good team. You know what I mean? Yeah. We have a team of people. Like, she's really good on her social media, Instagram. She's a master of that. And so she's always reaching out to people. You know what I mean? And then we have a team that works around the clock to find new ways to penetrate, like, through to get to the front of the line. Because, as we know, the market is saturated with a lot of artists.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have people who, like, go into Spotify and they talk with people at Spotify. And then we have a lot of content that we're always posting. So, you know, you feed the beast.
Right.
You feed the beast,
and
the fan.
I think, yeah, it also stems from the relationship I have with my fans.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, I talk to them every single day. I'm like, I DM them, like, they'll text me, like, throughout anything. And they become really loyal and really excited about the new music I'm dropping.
Cool.
And
so they share it and things like that, so other people find out about it.
Yeah, so, though, like, on the, you know,
it's a combination
business side of everything, like, Lisa handles the business, I handle my fans, you know?
Right.
They're like my little sisters and little
brothers,
you know?
No, it's cool, you know? And the young people really know how to do this, you know?
Yeah. It's when the street meets the corporate, I call it.
Yeah, right?
She's our own street team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very cool. So, when did you start with social media? Did you start early with that?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm the biggest social media, you know, queen. But I just love sharing stuff that my fans... I think will like vibe with that.
Right.
I vibe with first, and then I'm like, oh, like I think that Sally in Arizona would like this, so I'm gonna post it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just kind of where it stems from. But you know, social media. It's like,
yeah, it's true. I mean, it's like an amplifier. You know,
yes.
It makes everything so so big and, yeah. And widespread and stuff, you know. So
oh, yeah.
It's
never ending, too. I mean, you know, your work's never done on there.
Ever. Yeah. We just got something saying that she's being streamed in 77 countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, from Spotify. So that's how far out it can reach.
Right.
You know?
That's incredible that you don't just have to wait for that break on the radio anymore.
Or no, that is the new radio in a way, you know.
You know, it's
anyone's game on there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
the biggest song in the country right now, like, I'm not going to name it, but the biggest song in the country right now hasn't even hit the radio.
Yeah.
Really?
It hasn't even hit the radio. It's just been on Spotify and Apple Music and all, like,
all the digital platforms.
Yeah, all the digital platforms. And that to me is like amazing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because we are not subjected to anybody holding us back.
Right. That's true. And Spotify does suggest new music to you and things like that.
Playlist.
Yeah, you know, that are related to what you like. And yeah, I mean, I find a lot of new music through Spotify. So you really don't need those program directors on the radio and stuff anymore. You know, it's.
Yeah, and it's different. To say, the kids are they're the consumers. Yeah. Like anyone it from like the age of like 10 to college, that those are the consumers, and that's who they're streaming.
Right.
You know, that's who's streaming.
Right.
They're not really turning on the radio.
No.
Right.
You know?
And they're the influencers with music as well, right? Because they're so into it and they start cheering it and everything, you know? So
I feel like there's not much happening on the radio anyway. I feel like whenever I put it on, I'm just like,
it's the same. It's
another
a rotation,
Adele song,
right?
Or like, you know, like Adele's great.
Music
but
from like 4 years ago, I'm like, can't wait to get something.
Right. It's like Pitbull and like, I mean, that's fine, but.
Yeah. I mean, radio will always, I mean, I don't know how, you know, it's there for the people who are still into that, but it's a new uprising, most definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
2020?
Yeah, new uprising.
2020.
Kids are streaming. That's what they're doing. They're streaming.
No,
yeah.
Truly.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we're talking to AB, and we're almost out of time. I wanted to ask you, so what's next for you? What is the next step that you're going to take?
I'm going on a major, major tour this year.
Really?
Yeah, 2020 all across United States, 2 months. It's going to be crazy. I can't tell you who but it's going to be wild. It's going to be so much fun.
She'll announce the new year.
Definitely, through all my social media and all my platforms.
So you're going to open for someone else? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
And so, like, in different cities in the country? And
We're going all the major cities in the States. Chicago, New York,
everywhere.
Philadelphia.
Atlanta.
Yeah, Minneapolis, Atlanta. Like, we're going to be in your city. So
you see, Lisa Cole is happening, man.
Yeah.
If you need somebody, it's
going to be Artist Angel.
No, she's mine!
Artist Angel.
That's the name of your company, Artist Angel?
Artist Angel, yeah.
Very cool.
Got to be the angel for the artist.
Yeah.
They need their facilitator. You know, the business doesn't really look out for them. It's all about the business. They become a number.
Right.
You know, and I was her. So I want to give her the love that I had to fight for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you just work with musicians in the business, or do you work with all sorts of artists?
I work with mostly entertainers across the board, but mostly music.
Cool.
And dancers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
When did you start the company?
I started my company a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Wow.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
A year ago.
So that's cool.
Thank you.
Very nice. So you guys are keeping busy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Never sleep.
We're going to keep it going, keep it pushing. We just want to keep like bringing her in the forefront, and that takes a lot of work.
Right.
You know?
So do you have enough material to open a show for someone?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
Like, more than enough.
It's going to be a 20-minute show.
Yeah.
It's a
Look
20-minute
Creamy
set.
Cash also. I forgot to tell you about that song. It's also on YouTube.
Which one?
Creamy Cash.
Creamy Cash.
With a K.
Creamy Cash.
Yeah. I get the cream.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we have time for that real quick. Okay.
Yeah, let's throw it on.
Find it. Hold on a second. Let me just shut off this song. And so Creamy Cash.
Creamy.
Right. Let me find it real
quick. 2Ks.
Yes.
2Ks. Okay. And what does that mean? I mean, why is it with a K?
Well,
just for the hell of it.
Sitting in the studio one night and they were like, what do you want? Like, what do you want right now? And
right.
I was like, honestly, just want some Krispy Kreme donuts and I want cash in my hand.
Amen.
That's what it is. Platform to
manage any team. Well, hold on, there's an ad here.
I love an ad.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Krispy Kreme and cash.
Creamy.
Unicorns and everything here. You threw everything in.
So fun.
Cause I work hard for this shit. Ooh, run it up with my boo. Late night tattoo, shaded in red and blue. Left foot by my shoe, balcony, perfect view. Come through.
I get the cream, 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 cream.
I get the bag.
What? What?
I
got the cash. I definitely
She's got
cash
the donuts too.
Too,
yeah.
Did they sponsor that video?
Yeah. Hit me up with some free donuts.
I know, right?
It's funny. She's got guys wearing like unicorn hats.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
You gotta see them. Yeah. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Check out the video, everybody. It's called Creamy Cash, 2Ks, Ashley Brinton, and very entertaining.
Yeah, my last name, Brinton.
There you go.
Ashley Brinton, that's my name.
That's her name. All right, folks, well, we're just about out of time. Tell people how obviously they can just look you up everywhere and find you.
On everything, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube,
Instagram,
Twitter, Facebook.
All digital platforms.
Yeah, literally everything. Right. At Ashley Brinton is my handle, but I go by AB.
AB it is. Yeah. And Lisa Cole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You've done tremendous work supporting her and everything. Yes. And you're very fortunate to have her. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because you can't do it by yourself, you know?
We have a good team. We have a good team.
Yeah.
And we've just begun.
Yes, you have.
Yes.
Very nice. Well, we're going to get out of here because I know, Lisa, you've got to go. So we're going to wrap it up. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
having
us.
It's been awesome.
Thank you.
And thank you to Lily for all the video and everything.
Yes, thank you.
And thanks, everybody, for joining us. Yeah. Jen, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. See you Monday.
Monday it is.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.